This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news top stories first. House of Representatives endorses three bills, including Citizens Investment Trust Bill, Second Amendment 2076 Bikram Samvat. Secretariat of Nepal Communist Party decides to nominate Party Vice President Bamdev Gautam as member of National Assembly. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Iswar Pokhrel says government has highly prioritised security agencies to make them competent, professional and responsible. And Russia-backed Syrian forces kill more than 20 civilians in Idlib. Now the news in detail. The secretariat meeting of the ruling Nepal Communist Party has decided to make party's vice chair Bamdev Gautam as National Assembly member. Spokesperson of the Nepal Communist Party, Narayan Kaji Srestha, informed that the meeting held at the official residence of the Prime Minister at Balwata today took the decision. The party spokesperson Srestha also informed that the meeting decided to request the government to appoint leader Gautam to the post to be nominated by the president at the recommendation of the cabinet. A meeting of the House of Representatives today passed the bill related to bank and financial institutions' First Amendment. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota tabled the bill at the meeting. Similarly, President of the Finance Committee under the House of Representatives, Krishna Prasad Dahal, and Member of the Education and Health Committee, Jeevan Ram Srestha, on behalf of committees, President Jayapuri Gharti tabled the report related to the Citizens Investment Trust Bill, Second Amendment 2076 Bikram Samvat. Likewise, the report related to the National Sports Development Bill 2076 Bikram Samvat was also presented in the meeting. The meeting also endorsed the bill related to SHEETS 2076 Bikram Samvat and bill related to protection of saplings First Amendment 2076 Bikram Samvat. The bills that were tabled by Minister for Agriculture and Livestock Ghanasyam Bhushal were passed unanimously. Similarly, the lower house also endorsed a report of the Agriculture Cooperatives and Natural Resource Committee's report on the bill relating to protection of saplings 2075 Bikram Samvat. Lawmakers have drawn attention of the government towards various contemporary issues in today's meeting of the House of Representatives. During the Jura, lawmaker Bhavani Prasad Khapong stressed the need of taking strict action against those involved in corruption. House of Representatives members Rajendra Prasad Gautam, Ram Bahadur Bista and Bimala Nepali drew government's attention to safe country's border areas. Likewise, Mysore Jung Gautraj and Mayadevi Nirupane pointed out the need of further coordination between the three tiers of governments. Another lawmaker, Meena Pandey, drew government's attention towards delay in election of Deputy Speaker of House of Representatives. Meantime, Socialist Party's Federal Council Chairman and former Prime Minister Dr. Bhagwan Bhattai has claimed that there was no ill motive in the decision made by the government under his leadership to register the land in Mata Tirtha, Mahadev Sthan, Satungal, Ichungu, among other areas. He argued that rather the decision to register the land, which was under the tenancy of the tenants for long in favour of the landless scooters and pigeons. Expressing his views at the parliament session today, Dr. Bhattai argued that the decision made by his government was not wrong, as it was based on facts and evidence. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has said literary figures should be actively involved in creating good literatures to guide the society towards right path. Inaugurating the World Nepali Literature Festival amidst a special ceremony in Dhangadi today, President Bhandari expressed her belief that the literature festival would help promote the Nepali language, literature and culture. The president also said the literature has been promoting decency and morality in society by pointing pointing out the social anomalies and evils. President Bhandari also said the Nepali art, music, language and literature have ensured unity among diversity in Nepal. The president also stated that the Sudurpashchim state should be effortful to materialize the government's motto of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepalese. On the occasion, former Prime Minister Lokendra Bahadur Chand, senior literary figures Dr. Mudnath Prasweet, R.D. Prasad Chaturth and among others were honored for their contribution to Nepali literature. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Ishwar Pokhrel has said the government is committed to maintain law and order, developing the national security system. Speaking at a press meet organised at the Defence Ministry today to make public the ministry's progress during the first 2 years' duration of the incumbent government, DPM Pokhrel said the government has prioritised the empowerment, professionalism and inclusiveness of Nepal Army. DPM Pokhrel also informed that the process for establishing the National Security University has been initiated. He also informed that the number of Nepali forces working in peacekeeping missions will be increased to 10,000. Rashtriya Prajatantra Party President Kamal Thapa has claimed that the government has failed to work as per the people's aspirations. Speaking at a press meet organized at Janakpur Dham of Dhanusa today, Leader Thapa accused the government of failing to fulfill the people's aspirations. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for short break.
खुशी कसरी खुशी हुन्छ जब बने छैन कोही आफ्नो भन्दैमा आफ्नो हुन सम्पर्कमा बस्या खै सम्पर्कका लागि बलियो आधार नेपाल टेलिकम हो राष्ट्रकै संचार सम्पर्कको आधार राष्ट्रको संचार नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
Welcome back to the news. Inspector General of Nepal Police, Thakur Prasad Gyamali, has instructed health workers at the Nepal Police Hospital, Maharajganj, to ensure prompt and swift service for the needy. He also directed them to demonstrate professional discipline, duties and responsibilities. In his address to a program organized after the inspection, IGP Gyamali stressed that the hospital workforce should focus on delivering standard humanitarian services. The Nepal Police Chief urged the staff to perform with full dedication to further advance hospital and render quality service to the needy. He also stressed the need for giving attention to the hospital's cleanliness and sanitation while trying to give their best at work. You are listening to 8 PM English news from Radio Nepal. Now some international updates. More than 20 civilians were killed in Syrian government attacks on targets, including schools, on the northwestern province of Idlib. According to UK-based War Monitor, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights government aerial bombing killed at least 9 children and 3 teachers in Idlib city. New infections from coronavirus and deaths have been reported around the world, with South Korea the worst hit country outside China. The coronavirus is spreading in the Middle East, Europe and other parts of the world, while parts of China begin to lower their emergency response level as the number of new cases reported there continues to slow. 24 deaths have been reported in Iran and 12 in Italy, while South Korea has 11 deaths, while 1,261 infections. France reported 3 new infections, including 1 new death, bringing the total number of confirmed cases to 17 and the death toll to 2. Meantime, Austria quarantined 12 people in close contact with a couple who were the country's first coronavirus cases. Globally, at least 80,000 people have been diagnosed with the illness so far. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Rain And thunderstorm shower is possible at a few places of the western region and of the eastern and central hill regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before we wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives endorses three bills, including Citizens Investment Trust Bill, Second Amendment 2076 Bikram Samat. Secretariat of Nepal Communist Party decides to nominate Party Vice President Bamdev Gautam as Member of National Assembly. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Iswar Pokhrel says government has highly prioritized security agencies to make them competent, professional and responsible, and Russia-backed Syrian forces kill more than 20 civilians in Idlib. That's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also log into our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.
A special weather bulletin for mountaineering expedition teams.
Welcome to this special weather bulletin. General weather. It will be generally cloudy with chances of light snowfall in all three regions of the country. Now wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the western region at different altitudes. At 3000 meters, 320 degrees, 15 knots, 5 degrees Celsius. At 5500 meters, 320 degrees, 30 knots, minus 12 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 300 degrees, 40 knots, minus 23 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 280 degrees, 50 knots, minus 38 degrees Celsius. Similarly, wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the central region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 300 degrees, 10 knots, 3 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 320 degrees, 30 knots, minus 13 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 300 degrees, 45 knots, minus 25 degrees Celsius. At 9,000 meters, 300 degrees, 55 knots, minus 40 degrees Celsius. And wind direction, wind speed and temperature in the eastern region at different altitudes. At 3,000 meters, 270 degrees, 5 knots, 2 degrees Celsius. At 5,500 meters, 340 degrees, 10 knots, minus 16 degrees Celsius. At 7,000 meters, 290 degrees, 15 knots, minus 31 degrees Celsius. And at 9,000 meters, 290 degrees, 30 knots, minus 46 degrees Celsius. That's the end of the special weather bulletin from Radio Nepal.